know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is 7:30. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, May 16th. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 61 degrees here on this Friday morning. The budget bill is facing some pushback as the House Budget Committee meets to discuss the bill in the nation's capital.
There are at least three GOP members on the panel who said they'll vote against the bill in its current form. They include Representatives Andrew Clyde, Ralph Norman, and Chip Roy, who is leading the charge. House Budget Chair Jody Arrington can only afford one no vote to advance the bill out of committee, provided all Democrats oppose it. Some of the holdouts say the bill does not do enough to curb abuse of Medicaid. They want work requirements to kick in now instead of 2029. They also say they don't yet know the true cost of the bill and whether it cuts spending as much as some fiscal conservatives would like. Still, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he believes the bill will advance today.
And that's Fox's Madeline Rivera with that report. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students was back in court for a final pre-trial hearing.
After numerous hearings and motions filed, Brian Koberger's trial in the killings of four University of Idaho students is set, with the prosecution and defense being made clear on evidence, witnesses, and jury instructions. Judge Stephen Hippler also saying if Koberger is found guilty of murder, that the penalty phase will begin immediately.
It's either life without parole or death.
Koberger's pled not guilty in the deadly knife attacks of Madison Mogan, Kaylee Goncalves, Ethan Chapin, and Zainer Kernodal in an off-campus house in Moscow in 2022. His trial, that's expected to last months, begins in August. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A Republican member of the Kansas House of Representatives is resigning. Patrick Penn, who represents portions of Sedgwick County and a small part of Butler County. That includes Benton, Keachy, Bel Air, and Wichita. He's been in office since 2021, but this resignation comes just 6 months after he won re-election for another two-year term. A precinct election is now scheduled for May 28th. It's 7:33 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we were just talking a little bit about that budget. President Trump has got some interesting components that he still wants to get into that budget. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami this morning. And Evan, boy, getting your mind wrapped around a federal budget is not easy to do. There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to do. But the president yesterday, I'm trying to figure out the time difference here. I guess it might have been a day and a half ago. But he was in Qatar, and he was speaking to our troops at the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. And he told them there's a substantial pay raise coming for them, and if the budget gets passed. And that got a lot of cheers. Of course, he responded with, if you don't want it, you don't have to take it. And that got a lot of laughs. But some of the readouts that we have seen of the bill look like that raise could be 3.8%, which is a little less than the last one they got, which was about 4%. But I'm guessing no one's going to turn away a 3.8% raise. And so that would be helpful, I guess, to a lot of people. Some of the youngest and therefore lesser ranking members of our military, E1 pay grade, they only make about $21,000 and change a year before taxes. So I'm sure that someone in making that money would be happy with 3.8%.
Are there any portions of this proposed budget that are causing any contention?
Well, I mean, if we're looking at the whole big budget, remember the president wants everything in one big, beautiful bill, as he calls it. I suspect that there will be some tension after the president gets a chance to read it. They came out with this right before he left for the Middle East, which was curious. A few of the things that he has been promising in his campaign, he may not like the way that they have implemented this. For instance, no tax on tips. According to some readings of this bill, no tax on tips turned into will allow you to deduct tips from your taxable income when you file. That means that you're still getting taxed on the tips. You just get perhaps maybe a bigger refund at the end of the day, you know, when you file on April 15th. Not sure if that's going to sit well with everyone, if it's going to disappoint people, or if people would say, all right, we'll live with that. Of course, it expires in 2028, so it may not really be a long-term deal for a lot of people, right? You're only going to get a few years out of that. The no tax on Social Security turned into something more along the lines of a extra $4,000 on the standard deduction for senior citizens, which therefore you're still being taxed on your Social Security. But if you're a senior citizen who itemizes their taxes, you may not get any use out of that. So, again, this is not signed. Things can change. The bill is going through committee markups. At some point, there'll be a final bill that'll get voted on. But the president may opine on how this was carried out at some point.
As far as timetable on this, is there a point at which they have to get that budget passed, or is it just working its way through right now?
I think they're going to want to get it passed sooner rather than later. One, at some point, the money runs out, right? If they're going to have to do a continuing resolution again or whatever. But if you think about it, this Congress has not passed many bills this year. And they've been not necessarily present in Washington, D.C. during this whole time. At some point, Congress is going to want to do something, especially if the Republicans want to, try to justify to the voter that they deserve a majority again next year when the midterms happen. So it's kind of on them to kind of get something done, I think. Right. Yeah.
Eben, what's going on in Miami today?
Well, getting ready for the weekend. And I can tell you that already at 8:37 in the morning here, it is 81 degrees with a feels like of 88 and a high today of 92, and the humidity very, very soupy with a light wind about 2 miles per hour. So not a bad day.
No, but it's going to be one of those days.
Going to be one of those, which is kind of like all of those days. The heat came back last month, and it stays here through, October. and we're 16 or so days from hurricane season.
So that's on the – we'll keep an eye on that as well. Eben, we appreciate your time today. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
That is Fox News Radio's Eben Brown live in Miami telling us about President Trump, talking about the budget bill and perhaps substantial pay raises for service members as part of that. Thanks to Eben for joining us live today in Miami. KNSS News Time is 7:38. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. Joan Tammany is executive director of ComCare Sedgwick County. She tells KNSS News there's often a stigma attached to mental health treatment.
Stigma among younger individuals is starting to break down. They're asking for help. Stigma among adults is still pretty significant, although people are willing to seek help. Unfortunately, they wait till they're in a crisis. So we need to continue to bust it down. It's part of the healthcare system, just like diabetes, just like heart disease.
Joan Tammany is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025. That's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on KNSS. Emergency crews responded to a vehicle hitting a pedestrian in West Wichita at about 7:45 last evening near Douglas and Meridian. One person hospitalized in serious condition.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
City of Wichita asking residents to sound off on local fireworks regulations. There's a brief online survey that is open now through May 30th. It's the 2025 fireworks survey. It takes about 5 minutes to do. It's part of the city's annual outreach on fireworks usage. Right now, the laws on the books have the fireworks season running June 27th through July 5th, when fireworks are allowed daily from 10 a.m. to midnight. Aerial fireworks are only permitted during a 3-day stretch on July 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.